The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. Kristen Fultz is an emotions coach, parent coach, and energy medicine practitioner. She studied a bachelor's degree in psychology, is a TBRI practitioner, trauma trainer, child welfare worker, and a drug treatment counsellor. Kristen is also a survivor of domestic violence and a solo mompreneur with an energetic 4-year-old daughter with sensory needs. Kristen enjoys gardening, making custom essential oil blends infused with healing frequencies, being outdoors, and living history reenactments. Kristen helps mums who want to calm the chaos in their home by building a closer relationship with their kids using peaceful parenting methods, energy work, and calming their mum triggers from the inside out. She also helps business-minded women who want to up-level their energetic blocks around mindset, being successful, running a home and business at the same time, and finding their voice after domestic violence. Hello, Kristen. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Kristen's another one of our international best-selling authors from Intuitive Knowing Her Truth. How did that experience feel for you, Kristen?
Oh, wow. All I can say is it was almost like a rebirth for me. A lot of things had happened that had brought me to that point of connecting with our publicist and speaking my truth and giving myself permission to speak my truth. And what my chapter was about was learning how to connect with my intuition and then trusting it. And how that journey of self-trust had been wounded and then healed and now giving others permission to be able to speak their truth and holding space for them. So just definitely a freedom rebirth process that I'm sure you can definitely identify with as well.
Katie. Absolutely, absolutely. How did you come to be in the book?
Well, I am a recovering domestic violence survivor. And so with that in mind, as an emotions coach and energy medicine practitioner, working with the energetic and the emotions of myself, my own healing journey, and those for my clients, I began to realize that speaking about what had happened to me in the past and what was a catalyst to my healing journey was being silenced. And so I began to identify things within me that were still fear-based and trauma-based. And even though I work with people all over the world healing their traumas and their fears, I needed to dig deep into my subconscious and figure out, even though I had done all the fluff trauma work, and I had done all of the healing things that I thought I needed, I was at that pivot point between life needs to change a little bit and really getting down to the down and dirty, if you will, of what's holding me back from up leveling. And so that chapter in Intuitive Knowing Her Truth talks about how my intuition was wounded and how I wasn't able to trust myself in situations that I needed to because of what I had experienced in a very covert, toxic relationship that I'm just now, after 14 years, really being comfortable and willing to give myself permission with grace to talk about, because there were so many things that I haven't talked about in all this time. And so it was kind of like a coming out process. And there were things that I didn't talk about in the chapter that I really wanted to, because I still let fear get in the way. But also it gave me freedom to test the waters, to see if I was ready and to be vulnerable. And it's allowed me so much freedom to say, this is where I was at, this is where I am now, and this is where I want to go and help others get to as well. So I saw a post on Facebook from Bridget, and I commented and we connected. And at the point, I was still really scared and feeling really vulnerable. And I did some more inner work and some energy work on myself and healed a couple more layers. And then I got on board and I was like, hey, my chapter's already half written. What do I need to do next? And join the team. And here we are.
So can you share a bit about your chapter without going, you know, without going into all of it?
Yeah,
for our
absolutely.
Audience, just so they know a bit more about your experience and what you've shared.
Right. So my chapter is about seeing the signs that are in front of you, giving you permission to stand in your truth. And so it revolves around trusting my intuition after it had been wounded, and the trust factor had been wounded from an experience that happened while I was releasing myself and my daughter from that toxic environment. And there was a point in time where I didn't know she was going to come back to me, and how I had to really dig deep into my faith, my intuition, my self-trust, my inner voice, and stand strong in the knowledge and the truth that this was part of the process. This was part of the healing process, even though it was dark and felt really heavy and traumatic and a lot of unknowns. I had to stand in my truth and in my intuition and say, this is part of the process. We're going to get through this. And how do we heal from there? And so it's a freedom story. It's about looking at the signs and giving yourself permission to quake in your boots, but still walk forward in faith and in through that healing transformation that has to happen, from where we go from not having any skills and voice and feeling vulnerable and almost like a prisoner, to having that freedom and having the intuition and standing in our truth and knowing no matter what is going on around us, no matter the amount of chaos that is swirling around us, that we stand in what we know is our truth, our honor, our integrity, and we stand in it no matter what happens. And so it's that progression of trusting my intuition, trusting my divine support team, and those who speak into my life, and allowing all of the chaos to swirl around me and still knowing that it's going to be okay. This is part of the process. This is part of my inner truth coming forth and giving myself freedom and a voice. And it was just a beautiful process. And I can't wait to share more about it at a later point in time, about what happened next in that healing journey to wholeness and trusting my intuition.
So are you going to be writing again? Is that your plan? Yeah.
I am. Yes, absolutely. I've got the bug for it. I've done a little blogger. I've been a blogger a little bit here and there my entire life. I've got five or eight stories in various stages. But I love the co-write experience that we had. And mm-hmm. I have a few more projects that are already kind of starting to roll in. So we'll see what happens.
Wonderful. And for any listeners out there that are struggling in a relationship that involves domestic abuse, have you got one tip for them now that might help them if they're listening to this?
I think for me, I could have exited had I not had so much fear and consumed by the what ifs. And I think for me, I had to come to a point that I needed to say, F the what ifs, this is unhealthy, and I have to stand in the fact that no matter what happens, everything's going to turn out the way it's supposed to. And it's that inner trust that I had to come to. And things were not pleasant. A lot of things happened that I kept going back to, am I doing the right thing? I kept questioning myself, am I doing the right thing? You know, I've given my commitment, I've given my loyalty, I've given my oath in marriage. And coming from a biblical background, I saw it leaders of my community, and they said, be silent. They said, support your husband. They said all of the things that I didn't A, want to do, and B, I couldn't stomach anymore, and C, it came to the point where it was either going to be me or somebody else. And I left that night with 5 diapers and my child, and it was scary. And talking about it now, a few years later, is part of the healing journey process for me. And being able to stand in my truth that says, I don't care what everyone else's viewpoint is, or what that other person has said about me, or whatever they've said to cover their backside and look like a victim. It's about when you're done, and don't wait around for the what ifs, because the what ifs are what will keep you roped in to those cycles of abuse, those cycles of trauma, and those cycles of things that are holding you prisoner instead of giving you permission to express yourself and be free of the mind. I don't know if am I allowed to say the F word on here? But basically,
they'll get the gist that was what you wanted to say.
Yeah, like it's just the mind effery that happens in an abusive relationship. And it was very much covert. It was behind closed doors. It wasn't really public. It was 2 different lifestyles. If you're living 2 different lifestyles, it's time to get out. It's time to heal.
And that is generally the situation, isn't it? People generally don't know that these things are going on behind closed doors anyway.
Yes. And being outside of that environment now, women are coming to me and they're like, you helped me leave. You helped me have the courage, have the stability. And I'm going, all I did was tell you a little bit about my story. And it's affirmation. It's affirmation to me that I've done the right thing, and having my own truth help other women. I don't want the situation just to be what it is and not have a positive influence on somebody. And I'm grateful for that experience. So if it's time to leave, it's time to make some changes, don't doubt yourself. Have the trust in yourself that what you're doing is what you need to be doing right now. And don't wait. Do what you got to do to leave, to be safe. And it's not just the physical safeness. It's emotional. It's financial. I mean, like, even if you have nothing and you have to restart, because literally my life was held hostage for over a year, other than having my child. And even then, that was at risk, because there was a point where visitations were happening and she didn't come back, and she wasn't guaranteed to come back. And we had to go through that process of waiting to see what happens. So a lot of unspoken things happened during that time, but I can't be silent anymore. So I encourage any person that is in that situation, make the decision to do it and stand in your truth. And I guarantee you, no matter what happens, even if you're trauma bonded, even if there's threats, even if there's things that are going on that tell you you need to stay, you need to be silent, you need to suck it up and take it, that is not truth. The truth is you deserve to be emotionally safe, physically safe, safe in every possible way. And what brings you to this moment to leave that situation will follow you through your healing journey. And it may be dark and it may be heavy, but it is so worth it. I'm on the other side of that. And it took me a long time to see it, even though I was helping people heal their lives all the time. I kept justifying the things that were happening. I kept saying, well, it'll get better eventually, just do a little bit more work here, a little bit more work there, and it'll be better. And it never got better. But I can tell you, on the other side of that, I wish I had done it a long time ago. So take the plunge, do it. Absolutely. It will be worth the journey.
Where can our listeners find you if they want to look into this a bit more with you?
Absolutely. My website is healinghomecoaching.com, and I help moms and some mompreneurs really transform the chaos they have in their home into a peaceful oasis with themselves, with their children. I help them work through the traumas of leaving those situations, of building their new existence without the trauma bonds. And I help women heal from the things that have held them hostage from having their best life, having a healthy mindset, having the freedom to choose what they want to be involved in. So healinghomecoaching.com has some great resources. I also have a private Facebook group that we do energy medicine healing in on a monthly basis. There's trainings in there, supports. There's a lot of like-minded women in there who are about calming the chaos and connecting with their kids and essential oils and energy work and creating a peaceful environment for themselves and their children in there. So please come. I welcome you.
What a great place for people to actually interact with other people going through the same kind of thing as well. That's wonderful, Kristen. Is there anything else that you'd like to share that we haven't talked about?
I want to say that through this journey, I am so blessed and grateful. And I look back on the moments of life-defining moments for me when I had a choice to be brave or stay the same. And I want to encourage anyone that's hearing us now, bravery comes in different shapes and sizes. And you may not be able to change all the things all at once and all of that, but making small intentional changes within yourself, within your family, within your existence, those tiny little steps lead to the bigger picture of freedom and joy. And doing energy medicine and getting in touch with your emotions and your feelings and your trauma bonds that are holding you stuck and complacent and in that place of chaos and strife and inner turmoil, making those little choices to have a little bit of healthier mindset or choosing yourself or self-care or just stopping the things that are causing the chaos. If you feel helpless or you feel overwhelmed, take those tiny little steps, and it doesn't have to be the whole sandwich. Start with a bite. Start with those little mindset things. Start with a positive thing that can help you overcome what you're immersed in, whether it's the chaos. And eventually the blinders of trauma come off through self-reflection and inner child work and, you know, all these things that I can help support you in the healing journey. And do it scared, do it shaking in your heel, shaking in your boots, and just do it for yourself, your family, your future. And it is so worth it. It's so worth it. The freedom that I have experienced now with having a voice and having choices and having my existence be cool, calm, and collected is so worth it. It's so worth it. So if you're in the chaos and you're immersed in the trauma bonds that a lot of those covert abusive relationships create, or your childhood had those elements in it, I can help you support that healing journey. I can help you connect to those things on an energetic and emotional level that you don't have to regurgitate through talk therapy and all of these things. And it's kind of a direct path to the roots of self-sabotage and overwhelm and emotional blockages by not having to go through the talk therapy route, but dealing with the trauma that happens on an energetic and emotional level. So please connect with me. I would love to hear your story, hold space for you, and let's connect either through my private Facebook group that's free and willing for anyone that wants to join us. And I also have some group coaching programs starting at the end of April that's inspired by this chapter called Trauma to Trust. It starts April 26th. And then my 9-month coaching experience starts in August, and it's about healing, growing, and thriving, and how to implement all three of those aspects of the healing journey into your life every day.
What a wonderful story. Thank you so much for your time today, Kristen. Don't forget, listeners, that you can read our chapters, and there are 26 other authors in the book with us who share. Many of them do seem to be about trauma and relationships, whether in childhood or adult relationships. So you're also going to learn a lot of valuable information in there. So thank you, Kristen.
Thank you so much.
Bye for now. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now. Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook, which is linked to my free Facebook support group, where I often drop in with an oracle card and share lots of wisdom in many areas. My website is soulfulvalley.com. It should be live very soon. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Soulful Valley.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.